Americans.
He's not a violent person. He's a peacemaker. He's always been a peacemaker. He's actually a very, very kind, soft person.
Oscar Pistorius has plenty of friends and family like Arnold Pistorius there talking about what a kind person he is, but he's got a big problem when it comes to his story. Hey, everybody. Talk about a tall tale. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. Oh, and there are plenty of things that we're going to get to in this country. But I feel compelled to talk about this because this is one of those, you've got to be kidding me, dude. We really fell in love with you when we realized you were a double amputee and ran like the wind. You're not an American, so we weren't cheering for you necessarily against our own at the London Olympics, but we were excited about you. How disappointing is this? Cops say they found testosterone in his house, and they pretty much painted the picture of the bedroom, what it was like, blowing a big fat hole in the track icon's claim that he fatally shot his girlfriend by accident. So officers who just scoured his house last week following the death of Reva Steenkamp's, you know, after that, after she was in the bathroom and they found her body, they found two boxes of testosterone, needles inside the bedroom. So now, was it some kind of a steroid rage? They're not saying that, but they found that. And he's had this crazy marathon bail hearing. One of the detectives on the force stood up and testified and talked about everything they had found in his house, in his apartment and whatnot. And the fact is he's been charged with premeditated murder. And I think the Blade Runner is having less and less of a leg to stand on, to tell you the truth. Do you really believe that he said, do you believe this story, that he said he assumed that Steenkamp was in bed next to him and he walked toward the bathroom on his stumps? He claimed he was shooting and believed there was a dangerous intruder inside the house. So he grabbed his 9mm pistol from underneath his bed on his way to the bathroom and screamed words to the effect to get out of the house and for Reva to phone the police. It was pitch dark and he thought she was in bed. Yeah, if he was in a steroid haze. So it's not looking good for Pistorius right now. Of course, he still has to go through with the trial and the rest of it, but they're starting to nail him in a lot of different ways, including the fact that the shots were fired from 5 feet. They had three spent cartridges in the bathroom, one in the hallway connecting the bathroom to the bedroom, and it just seems very, very unlikely they are poking holes in his story. They're poking holes in it. Wow. All right, so we move from South Africa and a famous athlete to closer to home. It's not about the athletes. It's about what a sequester will do to the middle class. One thing that's not been discussed, and you want to talk about a defense secretary with an axe to grind, Leon Panetta never liked the idea that defense would take the brunt of the slashing and trashing when the sequester axe would fall down on March 1st. So now he's making sure that everybody knows, and he's on record, that what will happen is at least 800,000 civilian workers will lose their job. So the vast majority of the Defense Department's civilian workers, that's what that would mean. He's saying that if that automatic government spending cut kicks in, he'd have to, well, he's when he say they lose their job, he'd have to shorten the work week for them. they would lose one day of work per week or 20% of their pay for up to 22 weeks starting in April. Ooh, how many of those people can live on a little bit less? And they're saying the unpaid leaves for civilian workers would begin in April, and that would save $4 billion to $5 billion if extended. So in other words, Panetta, not happy. He's saying we're going to have a hollow force, and we wouldn't be able to fulfill the missions if that happens. That if you don't have any deal going, we're in trouble. We're going to do whatever we can to continue to perform the core mission of providing for security of the United States, but there's no mistake that the rigid nature of the cuts, this is Panetta, forced upon this department and their scale will result in a serious erosion of readiness across the force. That's nice. Everybody's reading that, including any Al-Qaeda member. Hey, guess what? It's an erosion of readiness. Yeah. The gates are down. Let's crawl in. And this is on record. But he's never been happy with the idea that the military would take it in the long run. So, the bottom line is this. They're trying to work. He said he's trying to work with Congress to avoid the budget cuts. Everybody knew this was coming. But the furloughs combined with what they're talking about in covering the Persian Gulf, covering other areas, because they already decided not to send one aircraft there because it costs a fortune, could tweak us if somebody decides to attack or somebody decides to test the theory that Panetta has that we're going to be a little bit weaker because we're just not going to have the backup that we normally would have. And, you know, that's not the only thing. Here's the thing. The other part of this is that you also will have workers that will be ditched at the airport, so you're going to expect some longer lines at the airport, and there are some other departments affected by this too. We knew that the cut was not going to be pleasant for anyone, and I'm all for the fact that you can't tax your way out of this. We shouldn't be taxing people even more. We need to be cutting, but they could have done it in a more judicious way, but we knew this. This was the script. We knew this was happening. This is not a shock. We've known it for a year and a half. If you could even read the paper and you go back a year and a half ago, you knew this. If you plucked out any of the America Tonight shows, you know it. This is a smart audience. You get it. You know it. You realize it. They think we're just a bunch of dummies. This is happening. They can ratchet up the rhetoric all they want, but this was already out there. We already knew this. They just didn't do anything about it. If there was a way to somehow tweak it, they should have tweaked it. Now we'll see what happens. Is it going to be a day-to-day thing? I hope not. I mean, are we going to have to live through this every single day? What's going? What's staying? Crazy. In the meantime, talk about crazy. We're going to tell you about the fate of Jesse Jackson Jr. Man, oh man, who knew what he was really doing? He was more than bipolar. He was taking money from people who gave money in camp to help him campaign, and he was spending it on everything from Rolexes to you name it. We have that next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
In 1965, this was a song. Convention down. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And let me play the scene.
All right, a little odds and ends here on ATM with me, Kate Delaney. By the way, if you're in Kansas listening to us, Nebraska, you're listening to us in Iowa, bundle up. I hear the snow is really coming down. I mean, like in buckets, and also a whiteout in some areas, so be careful when you venture out. I know people right now are getting out there. You got me in your ear, and you're shoveling, right? Is that what you're supposed to do when there's a blizzard? Every 2 hours, go out and shovel. Talk about shoveling things. The former congressman, Jesse Jackson Jr., was practically sobbing like a baby. He was holding it back. When he entered a guilty plea on Wednesday in federal court to criminal charges that, guess what, he had a scheme to spend almost $800,000 in campaign money on personal things. He's now facing 46 to 57 months in prison under a plea deal with prosecutors. And, man, he says that with this conspiracy charge, he's never been more clear in his life in his decision to plead guilty. How about that? I mean, people heard about his bipolar problems and some of the things that were going on, but the fact that he misused all that money and for quite some time. His wife was getting a $5,000 check every month. He was spending it on Rolexes and crazy things, on memorabilia, all kinds of crazy memorabilia, a ton on Martin Luther King stuff, but not just his stuff, other things that you'd be very, very surprised about. And there was no getting around it. They had him. Isn't it funny when the story broke, so many people were running to his defense and saying it was Republican witch hunt and whatever, but they had him. They had him cold. He used campaign credit cards to buy, check this out, over 3,000 personal items. 3,000, starting from 2005 through April of last year. He dumped bread at restaurants, nightclubs, lounges, up to almost $65,000. He got a family membership at a gym. He had alcohol that totaled $6,000. He had dry cleaning that cost $14,000. He got a washer, a dryer, a range, a refrigerator. He had massive flat-screen TVs, DVDs, everything that you can imagine. He had stuffed animals out the wazoo. I mean, it was so blatant. How crazy is that, thinking he would never get caught? He was a guy that went to Harvard that had supposedly presidential aspirations. Oh, man. It's unbelievable. So he and his wife they plead guilty, and they're going to be sentenced in June. Wow, sentenced in June. Let's move on to a lighter story. It's a great story, actually, because, boy, a lot of people were cheering for this lady, Robin Roberts, who beat cancer once and then came back, and turns out in the spring she had another form of cancer, and it was so grueling what she went through in that cancer battle. And now she's finally back, and she's excited to be back on the airwaves of Good Morning America.
I wanted just to come back to work. I really did. And I wanted it to be as normal as possible. And my family really said to me, take your hands off the wheel. It's not about you today. Just let them love you. And it's very hard. It's very hard. But I will never forget a morning like this. And I wish we all could experience something like that. Because it was at the Oscars last year when I started feeling bad. And it was right after I came back from L.A. that I saw my doctor for the first time. So I remember being at the Oscars last year. I remember how poorly I felt. And I thought, what would it be like to be back there again a year later, psychologically more than anything? It was one of those things that I wanted to go back to the Oscars and go, aha! Yeah, see? How do you like me now?
Yeah, it was rough. She had to, after that Oscar thing, as she was talking about, she had to undergo a bone marrow transplant for a rare blood and bone marrow disease that was really getting her, which could have led to a fast-growing, and it was, form of leukemia. And she said, you know, every day she was so exhausted that it was unbelievable. So that's a great story for Robin Roberts to come back after all that she had been through and battling that. Wow. We move from Robin Roberts to Jerry Buss and his death, and the people who came out to show their respect for the longtime Lakers owner. His funeral was something they say that even sports fans lined up, you know, all over the place. And it was an emotional night for the Lakers later as they beat the Celts. And here's what Kobe Bryant had to say.
On Monday, we lost what we all know to be the greatest owner in sports ever. He was a brilliant and incredible owner, but he was even a better person with a great heart. His vision has transcended the game, and we are all spoiled by his vision and by his drive to win year after year after year. I'd like to ask all of you to please join us in a moment of silence to honor the great Dr. Jerry Buss.
All right, the Celts and the Lakers tangled, as I said, and the Celts fell to the Lakers, so the Lakers were able to win that one. 113-99 was the final score in the game, but it really was about Dr. Jerry Buss. They had a video tribute before the Lakers played, and they had patches with the initials JB on their right shoulder, so the mood was kind of heavy. As Kobe Bryant said, he really was the Lakers, especially in some of these crazy dominant years. And a lot of people thought he was crazy when he bought the team, but how about that? And as I said, people came out of the woodwork to honor him at a funeral service, and it was much the same when they gave this tribute to him before, after, and really during the game. Really during the game. All right, one quick thing here, a couple of follow-ups. including Mindy McCready. We talked about her death, her suicide. It's very unusual for a woman to shoot herself. If you talk to a lot of psychologists, investigators, they'll tell you that. And McCready was apparently very distraught about her late boyfriend's own death. And she must have decided to take her life, from what they're saying, on Sunday when she was at her house in Arkansas. She turned the gun on herself, and after she had killed her dog and was on the front porch where her boyfriend, her longtime boyfriend, a musician, David Wilson, died of a gunshot wound to the head. So, yeah, it's just incredibly sad what happened to Mindy McCready, somebody who had some serious talent when she first hit the scene, but they just confirmed that the death was a suicide. That came out pretty much right away that it was obvious, but then the coroner made it official. I don't know how many of you are gamers listening to us here in the America Tonight audience, but remember the PlayStation thing? Sony's got PlayStation 4 now. Man, that makes me feel old. I remember the first PlayStations that came out and what a big deal that was, but there's been all kinds of rumors and speculation about the PlayStation, and finally it's here, and the new game has a controller with a touchpad, they say, a share button, and a light bar. You need that light bar anymore, because half the time when you're playing these games, are you like not in the dark? I can't even see the remote. It's gotten like that, where you're pressing so many buttons. So the idea of having the light is just a layup, obviously. But I wanted to see what the hardware looked like for this. Apparently, it's very, very cool. They got a Blu-ray drive on it. It's got all kinds of features and 8 gigabytes for the memory. So that's amazing. And PlayStation 3 had the blue drive on it, too. But I don't think it had the gigabyte, the 8 gigabytes of memory, which is absolutely huge. You know, these guys that are allowed to test this stuff must have the best job on the planet. You sit there all day long testing the game. Ah, PlayStation 4. This is going to be fun. They didn't say what the price was or the specific day for the release, but it looks like it's got a new camera on it. It looks pretty cool. I was looking at some of the specs on it. I have a feeling it's going to fly off the shelves. That's for Tech Tuesday. We're going to start that up next week. We'll talk more about PlayStation 4.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, if you want to vent, send us an email, americatonight.net. Click on contact and let her flow. So we got some interesting emails this time around. Let's head to the mail room.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Big Bob, who says, wow, I started thinking about the minimum wage deal, $9 an hour. And you can see why the Republicans would be on edge about the $9, because it doesn't make any sense. I mean, yes, it seems like not a big deal, $9, but who's paying for that $9, and how are we justifying that when we are drowning in debt? It will add to what already is an enormous problem, Kate, that ultimately we cannot stop and sit on our hands and not say anything. I mean, really, how is it possible that people don't understand what that means? Listen, I have a kid who would benefit from $9 an hour, but that kid probably wouldn't get that job in the first place. And actually, you know, they were talking about $11 an hour, and there are places where it is $11 an hour. Yeah, somebody almost $11 an hour in San Francisco. By the way, how about this, though? If you look at it, Bush had the last increase in, they say, in 2007 after the Democrats got control of the House and the Senate. So you know, sometimes you get the traction. Sometimes this is used to be thought, okay, this is the way that we can have some economic equality. But you're not getting economic equality anyway if you're talking about $9 in the minimum wage. And really what it does is it costs too much money from the point of view of the job creation that you're not really getting. And the effect on the tax revenue is where it really just cripples us. And, you know, listen, so I agree. I know I'm going off on a tangent here, but we had a couple people on to talk about it. And you're right. When you, Big Bob, you take a look at it and you said on the surface, you say, well, I know people who could benefit from that, and including my own family, my kids, but they're not getting those jobs. So that's the thing. They're not getting those jobs in the first place. All right, let's move to another one. This one from Lon, who says, hey, I don't know if you saw this or not, Katie Kate, but you gotta love John Boehner. We did talk about it. Who says the Prez has to own up to his own crisis due to the sequester. And he focused in on the military because the military is really going to get swacked in this whole thing. Yeah, this isn't a secret, though. Of course, we knew this was happening. It's been sitting there for over a year. That was the idea. Remember, there was a bipartisan committee that was that a bipartisan group of Democrats and Republicans that were put together to try to come up with a way to not have to have a sequester, not just to make it automatic. So $85 billion in 2013 in spending cuts starting March 1st, with more than $1 trillion in 10 years. Notice it's always a decade, though. Yep, decade. We're all out of office. Who cares? $1 trillion, that's what we're talking about. So Boehner kind of gigged the president back and said, as you're referring to in your note, that Lon is referring to, that the automatic cut idea was originally put up by the White House during the debt ceiling talks back in 2011. And that Congress reluctantly accepted the demand and then now claimed it's up to Obama to find the escape hatch. So the next couple of weeks will be very, very interesting. What are we spending the money on? What are we doing with the taxpayers' money? I mean, look, it's tough choices. That's what it is now because we have no choice. We're backed into a corner. So something has to give here. But what is it? What is it? The president listed off a bunch of repercussions if the $85 billion in cuts for this year take effect. Border Patrol, emergency responders, FBI agents, airport controllers, get ready for some long lines. Nice. And others are going to be part of this whole cutback. Teachers are going to be laid off by the thousands. And the military is going to be downgraded, basically. That's what's going to happen. So hundreds of thousands of Americans are going to be added to the unemployment rolls. So we didn't know this. Duh. You put a committee together, they couldn't do anything, and we sat on it for a year. So if you're not happy with what is happening, why did it get this far in the first place? It's so weird. It's like, how is this? This is not shocking. This was just, okay, we'll throw it out there. It's not going to work. Okay, let's just forget about it. We'll bury it. It's like, I mean, you know, come on. That's the deal. You can't have it both ways. You want there to be a sequester because there can't be any kind of a negotiation. So we have it, and now the trigger is about to be pulled, and you don't like it? Come on. Even the former New York governor, George Pataki, said to the president that, you know, listen, stop complaining and start negotiating. Enough catastrophic gloom and doom, and forget this March 1st deadline. If you don't like it, then talk to the Republicans, come up with some kind of alternative. Why don't we have some kind of an alternative instead of this blame game thing? Right? All right, let's move to another one. This one comes to us from Chuck in Iowa. And Chuck says, Kate, getting out the park is big time. Snow. A lot of people I know are just staying inside, worried about just how awful this is going to be. It is a good excuse. You know, sometimes the snow gives you one of those lazy days where you can kind of hang out with the family and watch movies, talk, whatever, but you don't have to go anywhere. Well, they've already canceled what they canceled, 200 flights on Wednesday. Parts of Missouri and Kansas are going to see about 3 inches of sleet and they say some ice, too. The storm is blanketing the central plains and the Midwest with snow. There's flood watches in some other areas. So, you know, an inch of snow caused the PGA Tour to postpone play at the World Golf Championships, the match play in Arizona, because in Arizona they actually got some, too. How about that? But it's going to be trouble for the next couple of days, actually. It's going to be trouble from California to the Central Plains to the Midwest because of, if it's not snow, it's the other hazards that are out there, the wind, the ice, and if people can take off, sure, that's the thing. Thursday, Friday, it's a snow day. I can't come in. I can't make my way in. Chicago might get their largest single snowfall of the year, 4 inches. Isn't it funny? Because usually they get so much more, and they haven't really had that, but 4 inches would be the most that they have had for the year, like I said. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Alice, and she says, hello, this is Alice in Wonderland. Listening to America Tonight, I enjoy it. I'm from California, and in California, people are talking about a body that was found in a hotel water tank. It's very strange. It's found in the Cecil Hotel's rooftop water tank by a maintenance worker. And she goes on to say that this person was missing. And the last time they saw her, she was in the hotel at the end of January. So they're investigating her death. She was a tourist, though. This is the awful thing, I guess, a Canadian woman. And she brushed her teeth and drank with water from a tank, and one of the tourists staying there said that, and then they noticed that there was, it looked like a decomposing body, and sure enough, there was a body in the tank. That seems so odd, doesn't it? First of all, someone's brushing their teeth and bathing perhaps in this tank, and then they find this woman in the LA water tank. What are you, what hotel is this? The Cecil Hotel's rooftop water tank. That's what it is. So a maintenance worker was trying to figure out why the water pressure was low, and that's the reason why, because that's where she was. Oh, that is awful. So then, of course, when this happened, then they told the people at the hotel that were checking in not to drink the water, but they went, and a lot of them, the people that were going to check in apparently went to find other hotels to stay in. Yeah, if I'm at the front desk and I have no clue as to what was happening, if somebody said to me when I was checking in, don't drink the water, really? Why? Oh, there was a body in the water tank on the roof. I'm thinking I might be just a tad dissuaded from wanting to stay there. Don't you think so? Yeah, it's time to move on to some other place if I'm in Los Angeles for sure. All right, you get the gist of it, kind of all over the map in this one where we had emails from people in different parts of the country talking about a whole bunch of different things. You can do the same. You just have to do the America Tonight deal, americatonight.net. As I'm always telling you, sometimes I get notes from people eventually where they say, oh, I finally found you. It's easy. You click on contact, and then just like that, it's like magic. Al Gore's internet. Poof. I get the note, and we have a connection, and you might be mentioned on our mailbag segment. Stay with us. It's your business next.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Show, it's called It's Your Business, and this is a booming business. Everybody knows the power of advertising, but everybody also knows, and look how we oohed and awed over how much it costs for a 30-second commercial. And of course, this was television, a 30-second commercial for the Super Bowl, for the entire game and outside of the game, and just astronomical amounts of money. But even the radio involved in it, it was a crazy amount of money. Now, that was a special event. But even just in general, a lot of people that can't afford advertising, there is a new way to afford advertising that has become very, very popular. And Neil Duncan, I would say, is smart enough to capitalize on that. He is the founder and president of something called My Radio, and it's based out of Scottsdale, Arizona, and he's looking to take this global. Neil, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So, Neil, I didn't explain what you do. You've got 15 and 30 second local ads that come in during music that we hear, let's say, in a CVS or someplace else we are, and it's targeted toward the people that might be in that particular place. Am I right?
Yes, you are. But Kate, the main premise behind starting my radio was really to help the smallest businesses in America to have a competitive source of advertising, something that was effective and yet also affordable, so that they could compete on a local level, primarily so that they could remind people in their neighborhood to do business locally.
Okay, so
we accomplished this. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I get the concept. So let's say I'm a franchise person, I own a Dunkin' Donuts or whatever in the area, then that would be good because that would target my place, right? It would remind people, top of mind, Dunkin' Donuts, or maybe even something, even more local than that, some particular name of my donut store or whatever.
Yes, we place our music systems in select retail locations, primarily fast food restaurants, coffee shops, sandwich shops, hair salons, gas stations, package delivery stores. They tend to have the most foot traffic and have the most captive audience in the neighborhood. And then the neighboring businesses will typically advertise on those stations, and it starts at $1 per ad per neighborhood, so you can advertise in four or five businesses on your block, and it starts at $1 an ad, and then it gets even cheaper if you sign some kind of a term commitment with us.
So when you first started this, what did you see happen? You know, your very first call that you made, what was that like, Neil?
Well, we spent a fair amount of time researching the market before developing our product set, and so we knew that tough economic times were going to be prevalent for a few years, and we really set out to try to create a network that small businesses could take advantage of. And knowing that large corporations are getting involved in really buying up a lot of the advertising on a local level, it's been a real hot-button topic for marketing the last couple of years. So we really wanted to get out there and be ahead of the curve in terms of supplying affordable advertising for small business.
Yeah. And what have you heard from the businesses? I mean, obviously, you're having some success with it, so I'd assume they like it.
Well, certainly. The number of impressions and the amount of branding that you receive for the amount that we charge is really hard to beat. We really do four things very well. I think the retail is obvious, but we also help service companies like plumbers, electricians, landscapers, maid services, because they can either buy neighborhoods that they want to target, or they can advertise in a 1, 2, or 5 mile radius around their business so that they can get customers in very targeted areas. And it would cost $25,000 or $50,000 in local radio advertising to accomplish the same type of targeted network that ours does for a couple hundred dollars a month.
Yeah, interesting. And you came from a background where you worked, you dealt with clients, you know how the business works, you got the sales thing down, because you worked with LifeLock, and so there you were, and that company really just blossomed, grew by leaps and bounds. And then what was it like to make the transition to be the guy, to own the company, to start up, get employees, start this whole thing? Because, you know, the segment is, it's your business, and there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there that are always curious as to what the secret is.
Well, it certainly represents a heightened level of challenges from being part of a team to being the primary investor and the majority shareholder in what is hopefully one of the fastest growing businesses in the country. But it's also exciting, and it's certainly rewarding to go out there with an idea, you know, with a mission to help people, and then go out there and truly do it. And if I could share the other things that we do really well, there's multicultural marketing, which has never been able to be reached in the way that we do it at the price we can do it at. And then we also support a lot of one-time events, grand openings, local events, whether it's, you know, a large concert at the local stadium, or whether it's six-year-olds putting on a rendition of a ballet. We really supported a lot of local events, and we're really excited about those different things that we do. But at MyReader.com, you can kind of see my background. I've had a 25-year career of helping to start and grow businesses, and I've been involved in some of the kind of more exciting projects in the country, which has always been very rewarding for me. And certainly being the lead investor in a company like MyRadio certainly represents a fair number of challenges, but it certainly is very rewarding.
All right, Neil Duncan, continued success. Sounds interesting. What a way to make a living. It's your baby, a whole enchilada. I love it. Good luck with that.
Well, Kate, thanks for having us on.
Thanks. All right, so talking about business, boy, stocks taking a big drop. The stock market posted its biggest loss this year. And why? It's all about the negative news. You know that. I'm preaching to the choir. The Federal Reserve suggesting that the central bank scale back the effort to keep borrowing costs low is what happened. And it caught, I think, a lot of people or investors by surprise anyway. So the policymakers were worried that the bank's program of buying $85 billion of bonds every month would eventually unsettle the financial markets or even cause the bank to take losses. So with that thrown out there, the market reacted big time. The S&P 500 sank almost 19 points, so the loss would be off 1.2%. That's the biggest one-day drop since November of 2012. By buying bonds, the idea is the Fed drives up their prices, lowers interest rates. It's a little trick, which have stayed at pretty record lows, and that keeps the cost low for mortgages and other types of loans. The major indexes drifted sideways in morning trading, which is sometimes what happens, and then it whips around in the afternoon, and Caterpillar is a real sinker. It's happened a bunch with them. They had weak sales, so on their mining equipment and whatnot, so that dumped it further. The Dow Jones fell 108 points. It's a little less than 1%. And Merck actually helped curb the Dow's fall, rising 1%, because they had news that they're teaming up with a Korean drug maker to create drugs. So that's what happens. It's about the stocks and sometimes the reports, the earnings reports, and, of course, anything to do with the Federal Reserve. Anytime, like, Ben Bernanke has anything to say when he's hauled up to the Hill, the Federal Reserve chairman, or Alan Greenspan, the former Federal Reserve chairman, goes and does a speech and talks about how gloomy it is when it comes to the economy. Check to see what's happening with your stocks, because they're probably tanking. And it's odd because, you know, really the stock market has surged at the start of the year, then slightly higher in the last couple of weeks. And we'll see what happens when Congress gets back in session and they duke it out. March 1st could be a scary day because of what's happening with the sequester.
Food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.